Let's go next to Kevin in Georgia. Welcome to the program. You're on with Sergeant Jim Brokaw and R.J. Taylor.
Actually, it's James in Georgia. Good morning, Mark.
How are you? Hey, James, how are you? Good morning.
Oh, not bad, buddy. I think Jimmy will agree with me on this one. I had a definitive answer for the caller I called back last hour in regards to roadside checks when it comes to urine analysis and all those regards. Technically, according to the FDOT and FMCSA, there are only three ways that you can actually be tested for urine analysis or be forced into it. The officer cannot force you on the roadside, even during a class one inspection, to do a urine analysis. They can ask you to volunteer. Now, what they can do is they can force you to do a sobriety test if they feel that, you know, it is necessary.
Okay.
If they have probable cause, then they can force you to. If you refuse to do a urine analysis, then they can do whatever they necessary that they feel need to do so. The other thing is too that they can also call a company during that thing. If the company wants to pop you for a random drug screen right then and there, then they can allow the officer to go ahead and do so as well. And the only way that, to my knowledge, they can do it is, as long as I've been doing this, is after an accident. A reportable accident.
Okay. All right. No, that's a good point. And that pretty much mirrors what Trooper Monty Dial sent into us as well, because he was listening during that particular segment. He said, for a roadside P test, the inspection or trooper must establish a probable cause to require the driver to submit to a urine analysis unless the laws in that state say that they can make the driver submit to the urine test without any probable cause. And Trooper Dial was saying that might be a good question for Jim Klepper. And he also said that he overheard that when we were giving out stats from Washington and Oregon on their blitz, they did, and the number of drivers that tested positive for controlled substances. And unless the trooper established probable cause to warrant the test, then those states may have state laws that say a driver must submit to a urine analysis test at any time. Sergeant, would you agree with that pretty much?
Yeah. The only tests I'm aware of are required by regulation are the pre-employment, the random, the post-crash reasonable suspicion, and then the follow-up testing for a failed test.
Yeah, so James, you're right on, man. Yeah.
But Sergeant Jim, if you walked up to me and my eyes were all bloodshot,
that's probable cause.
And I looked like I was rode hard and put away wet.
That's a probable cause test.
That's a probable cause.
Sure.
You just told me to go over in the corner and do it.
Well, hey, comment on what you just said, RJ. You know, the one thing, like I said, the only way, as far as I know, I mean, I don't work for compliance, I work for GSP, and, you know, like I said, as far as I know, the only thing that they can do, and even in the scale house, as far as I know, as far as forcing that is, like I said, they can call the company, and the company can require the driver to do it for the officer, or, in general, or they can give them a sobriety test. If they fail the sobriety test, then they can force them to do a urine analysis right then on the spot if they have the facility to do it.
All right. Now, Sarge, I mean, you've been out there many years. I mean, has that been done before to your knowledge like that?
For as far as roadside, it would all be based on investigating driving under probable cause or reasonable suspicion for driving under the influence.
Okay, but you never have had a company call up and say, would you do a roadside inspection on XYZ driver?
No.
Okay.
Not per se.
Okay, not per se. Okay. Well, James,
Before I let you go, I just want to let you know, too.
Okay.
If you guys are going to give Jim or Monty a show of their own, whether it be a half hour, an hour, you know, anytime in the near future, I had two suggestions for the name of the show if you
sure.
wanted to hear it.
You bet.
The first one, you could actually call it Hanging with Monty and Jimmy, or you could call it Hanging with the Lulu Crew.
There you go. James, thank you, man. Drive safe.
Have a good one, man.
Very good.